Hi, boys.
Hey, Dan. By the way,
which one of you is Corby?
That's me.
Well, it's good to meet you.
I'm Mike.
I've known you for like 15 years.
Right.
Real quick, Sandy, we're going to...
Danny.
Danny, we'll be interviewing the Playboy Playmates here in about 15 minutes or so.
Great, because we have some fantastic questions for him back here in the control room.
Oh.
Now, did that one just tell us she's a bunny, the thing we weren't supposed to call him?
Yeah. They're allowed to say it, but we're
not. Are?
Why can't
so
we
say it?
So they
can say it, but we can't, huh?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to find out a lot about these ladies here in a minute, so.
Well, then let's get right to this. No need to waste any more of your valuable time.
Thank you.
All right, so we, especially specifically this show, are very into taking little things that often can be considered throwaway lines and blowing them up and turning them into something that is in eternal ticket vernacular.
Right.
Black man. White bitch.
Like the whole thing about, do you like trying new restaurants? It's just something that we find just kind of funny.
We'll bury it in the ground. Do you like only the best food?
Just something that makes us kind of giggle.
Now when I hear that, I focus on the music in the background.
I know, because you continue to find so many different elements of it that just gives it, I don't know, longevity. Well, one day, and this also happens where you'll take a little catchphrase or a line and somebody will write a song about it. All of the Grego drops with the Beatles songs, some different scenarios, random scenarios of Mike with like Simon and Garfunkel, and so forth and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one time, I believe, that Groob's the Devil was rolling tape on Corby during a break. Now, he'll do this every once in a while. It's not something that happens all the time, but sometimes we get a little frisky back here in the control room, and we like to mess with you guys and record what you're doing off the air and then play it on the air, which you consider to be somewhat of a violation, correct?
Right.
So we all remember this wonderful...
It's funny to do bad things.
We all remember this one song that Corby wrote off the air that we brought to the air.
I like chicken and I like doo-doo too.
A big hit up here at the Ticket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, a good friend of ours, Ticket P1, Kevin Minahan, took it upon himself. To do what Corby wouldn't do.
And that is complete the song.
To complete the epic song Chicken and Doo-Doo.
Yes, to take the little snippet and actually make something out of it.
This guy's a songwriter.
Yes. Now,
what are you?
He's legit.
You wrote Norm.
He's right.
That's right. You wrote Norm.
Again, he does this like for a living
and
stuff.
You wrote Can I Please Put My Penis in You?
Oh my God. Really? We're saying that on the radio these days, huh?
I just had
the title of a song.
Yeah, it is, Mike.
And you wrote it, right?
I did.
You wrote the song about Cletus, Rich Phillips' son.
Mm-hmm. So there's no reason why you couldn't have finished this wonderful premise called Chicken and Doo-Doo.
Well, I'm happy somebody took
it. Yes, but
now, I own publishing, so I'll make all the royalties off this. It's my idea.
Right.
But fortunately for us, Kevin Minahan has this alter ego, Hot Carl and the Old Number Twos, and what he does, he turns it over to them, and they finish these things.
So is this a full band production?
Yes.
This is Hot Carl
and the Old Number Twos.
So without any further delay, let's hear the completed version in the year 2010 of our sweet, clean Lord Jesus.
The maker of us all.
Chicken and doo-doo.
I like chicken, I like doo-doo too. Do you like poultry and stinky poopy too? I like chicken cause it tastes so yum.
It tastes so good.
Then it turns to doo-doo and comes out of your bum. If you like chicken and doo-doo, then I like you too.
You sound like my kind of girl, baby.
Now I know this sounds strange, but I've liked them both since I was one.
Just a little baby, I like chicken and doo-doo.
I'm not sure how it started, but probably happened the first time I saw that my doo-doo was filled with corn. Quite ironic.
Hey!
I like chicken, I like doo-doo too. I like chicken and doo-doo too. Like poultry and stinky poopy too. I like chicken and doo-doo too. chicken cause it tastes so yummy.
It's so yummy.
Then it turns to doo-doo and comes out of your bum. If you like chicken and doo-doo, then I like you too.
I just can't get enough chicken and doo-doo, baby.
If you like chicken and doo-doo, then I like you too.
That is awesome.
That is ridiculous.
Hot Carl and the old number twos.
See, I'm so glad he did that. I wouldn't even have stood a chance against a masterpiece like that.
It is awesome.
Yes. That's great work, Kevin. That is great, great work.
What's some of his previous work?
Things?
The song?
He did the Fat Joe song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's done several.
He's done
things.
The Tom Grief song for Bad Radio.
Right, there's that.
Other
so
things.
He's an occasional contributor.
Oh yeah, and they're all great too.
Yeah. Well,
love
that is outstanding.
Yeah.
That is Hot Carl and the Old Number Two's masterwork to date. The completion of Chicken and Doodoo. It finally happened.